everyone. Happy Father's Day, all you fathers out there. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian. If this is your first time visiting with us, we hope you enjoy the service today. Even though it's summer, it's still a very active time in our church. This is our time of renewal. I think Melissa's probably in Jamaica as we speak with her family, hopefully having a good time and probably, in fact, I think she's preaching today at the Negril Church. So I didn't think she expected to do that, but Kimberly certainly roped her into that. It's also a time of renewal for our congregation, and we have a lot going on. And our first announcement, I think Carrie's going to tell us a little bit about that.
So next Sunday, after worship for second hour, we will have our class on the Jewish faith. You may know a lot of the stories from the Old Testament, which is the basis for the Jewish faith, but hopefully we will be able to teach you a little bit more about their worship locations, their holidays, all different types of things about the Jewish faith, in addition to their history and their books from the Old Testament. So we will start right after worship next week, and then 2 weeks from then, so the weekend after the 4th of July, will be when Rabbi Till will be here to worship with us. So that will kind of pair things together. So please come next week.
We had our senior high Sunday school class a couple years ago go to Temple Sinai and hear Rabbi Till. She is an amazing person, so I encourage you to participate in that service. Let's see. Anybody else with announcements? Well, I have one. I don't know if you noticed on the way in, but those bright, beautiful shed and garage, but we had Troop 94 here yesterday, the scouts, and they painted both the shed and the garage. And we also had a few other trustees here working to finish some of the spring cleanup work. And, you know, as I'm looking around the property at the beautiful memorial gardens and our back lawn, I think that the trustees here are truly unsung heroes. So I'd like to acknowledge all trustees, present, past, if you would stand. And if you're a lawnmower, please stand so we can say thank you. It's all the little things that none of us ever know about that go on and get fixed before we even know they're broken. So, fantastic job. We really appreciate it. And now we'll begin our worship with the prelude. Good morning. Will you stand and join me in the call to worship? You are the salt of the earth. Let us work to preserve life and faith. You are the light of the world. May our light so shine that the world may see our lives and give glory to God. Join me in our unison prayer of confession. We who are meant to be a light, showing people the way to life and joy, are too often an obstruction instead. Forgive us, O God, for any anger or scorn, suspicion or cynicism, smallness or meanness this week, which may have spread darkness instead of light. Help us live in such a way that people will wonder about the love that is in us and so be drawn to our Lord. Amen. God's ways are always just. God's deeds are always kind. God is near to all who call upon the Lord. God hears their cry and saves them. Friends, I tell you in the name of Christ, we are forgiven. My mouth will sing the praise of the Lord, and all people will bless God's holy name.
all try to be our best, don't we? Okay, boys and girls, did you know that we have somebody new visiting us here at our church that's going to be helping us? Have you met Pastor David? Pastor David, can you say hi? Boys and girls, can you say hi to him? And do you know what? He's here for the next 3 months, and he's going to be helping us. What can we do to make him feel welcomed here at our church? What can we do? You just did something by saying hi. What else can we do? Can we give him a hug? Can we, if he has a question about what we do, can you help him? And if you don't know the answer, you can ask your mom and dad, right? All right, friends. I wonder if we have any visitors here in our church today. Do we have any visitors in church today? Can you raise your hand if you're new here to our church? Boys and girls, can you stand up and wave and say hi and welcome to our church? Good job. All right. See, that's how you make new friends and make people feel welcome in your church. Okay, can we share a prayer together? Can you hold your hand? Repeat after me. Dear God, open our hearts when we meet someone new. Help us to make them feel welcome. Thank you, God, for making us feel welcome. Back to your families and make sure you give your daddies and grandpas a big hug.
The first reading this morning is from Genesis 18. It's the story, one of the stories of Abraham and Sarah. In this case, they have some strangers come visit them and give them the surprise news that Sarah is going to have a baby. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said to him, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened to the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who had hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am too old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?" Thank you.
Wow, we didn't sing it like that in Sunday school. Thanks, guys. My name is David Kilgore. I am the interim renewal pastor, and we're going to find out what that means together. Our second scripture reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, reading from chapter 13, beginning to read with verse 1. Let us listen for the word of God. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them. Those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Amen. Actually, folks, I'm kind of scared of doing this. I have this terrible feeling I'm going to drop the book there. Maybe I'll keep doing it. Maybe I'll just not. It was a bitterly cold Christmas Eve. We had finished up the 11 o'clock Christmas Eve service, and one of the elders came to me. David, there's somebody in your office. Back in the 1980s, Mary and I lived in Pennsylvania, and I served a church, a rural church, that sat on the top of a hill. And the church parking lot opened up onto the highway that went over the top of this hill. And I don't know, that church sitting there on the top of the hill with that parking lot right there, it seemed like it was a magnet for all kinds of automobiles that were having car trouble. And sure enough, the couple who were in my office were having some problems. They had been visiting some friends to the south of us, and now they were headed back up to Pittsburgh, where home was, but their diesel engine had frozen up and died right there just before they got to the parking lot. So they were there to get some help. This is the days long before cell phones, so they needed to use a phone. You kids will get a chuckle out of that. They needed to borrow a phone to get some help. And finally they called their friends and asked if they could pick them back up and they could spend the night with them. And the friends said, okay. But it would be over an hour before they were able to get back. So Mary and I invited them into our home. Our house was right next door to the church. And so we invited them to come to our house and wait for their friends. I mean, what else are you going to do? But it was not what I wanted to do. It was Christmas Eve, and it was time for family. It was time for the kids to put their Christmas stockings up on the fireplace. And in our house, there were always gobs of presents that hadn't yet been wrapped. And so Christmas Eve was a hasty package wrapping party. And it was really not time to entertain strangers. But Mary and Joseph had been stranded a long way from home also. And an innkeeper whose place was already full took time out to find shelter for them. in a stable. And so the family stayed with us. They participated in our family rituals, and they even helped to wrap some presents. And here's the Scotch tape. Get to work. And after a while, their friends showed up. But before they left, the lady went back to the car and came back with a Christmas ornament, which she gave to us. And I think we still have that ornament somewhere in the attic today. Our topic on this time of renewal is hospitality. And we want to talk about hospitality together. While Melissa is away on this time of renewal, receiving hospitality from different kinds of people, we also want to practice giving hospitality and receiving hospitality. What Mary and I learned at that hilltop, that's kind of where we learned about hospitality, because all kinds of people wound up stopping in that parking lot. People who needed water for their radiator or gasoline, or some people were lost and needed directions. One lady was so lost she was in the wrong county. But that's where we learned about hospitality. And we learned that hospitality is not having the house all cleaned up and serving a well-planned meal. Hospitality is not being the hostess with the mostest. Hospitality really is opening yourself up to the stranger, to the one who shows up at your door or at your church or anywhere else where you might be. That's really what hospitality is all about. And so we're going to practice giving hospitality to others, and we're going to practice receiving hospitality from others. It's called a time of renewal, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit. What do we mean by renewal? Somebody help us with a definition for renewal. Recharge your batteries. Did I hear somebody over here? New perspective. Yes, very good. Yeah. Reboot. Yeah. Yes. Where did that word ever come from? Reboot. But okay, we hear the word new, and we hear the prefix renew, make new. Sometimes we need to recharge our battery. That's what renewal is. Now, there are a couple of words that we use about newness. There is revolution, where everything old is just tossed out so that some kind of new something can come. We're not talking about revolution. I don't think Melissa would like us doing that. And we have the word reformation, which is sacred to our church history. In reformation, some of the old is tossed out, and some of the old is reformed to bring us into a new time. We're not talking about reformation either. We're talking about renewal, which to me sounds like a whole lot less threatening word than revolution or reformation. But it is, all these words have something in common, and that is that something new comes into our lives. And this might be something that is welcome, or it may be something that's kind of threatening also. But it's something new that comes into our lives and gives us perhaps a different perspective, makes us think about things differently, or gets us excited again about being who we are and what we're all about. It might be a conversation with somebody. It might be something that we read in a book or a movie that we see. Or it might be some kind of experience that happens to us. And we're going to have some experiences this summer that hopefully lead us into that kind of renewal. In the Bible, the foundational story for hospitality is the story that Mary read for us today about Abraham and Sarah and these three strangers. Abraham and Sarah welcome them in and fix a meal for them and give them something to drink. Now, the Middle East is a harsh land. The climate is really often inhospitable. And our spiritual ancestors lived in tents in the desert. And for them, hospitality was not something that was an optional activity. It was mandatory. You offered hospitality to everyone who needed it, friend or stranger, acquaintance, or even enemy. Because you never knew when it might be you out in the desert in need of something to drink or maybe lost and needing some help. So hospitality was mandatory. And Abraham and Sarah see these three strangers approaching and they set a feast for them. They have a barbecue. They kill the calf and enjoy being together. So we have this act of hospitality, but there is something surprising that happens in that act of hospitality, because the three strangers are not just ordinary people. They are messengers from God, and they have a message for Abraham and Sarah. They have a surprise. Guess what? Sarah is going to have a baby. Now, for some old people, that is a real surprise. But it's a surprise also that has a blessing that goes along with it. A blessing for the old couple, certainly, but a blessing for the whole world. Because now Abraham and Sarah can start a family, and out of that family is going to grow the whole covenant people of God. And so all of us who consider ourselves spiritual children of Abraham and Sarah find that blessing right there in that surprising event that happens because they offered hospitality to the stranger. Surprise. Blessing. And in our reading, our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we also hear the same kind of word. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without realizing it. Now, I don't know if the writer of this letter to the Hebrews was referring to the story of Abraham and Sarah, but they sure do go together. They sure do fit, because that's exactly what happened to Abraham and Sarah. And so hospitality is commended to us in this letter to the Hebrews as something that not only is something that you should do, but maybe has a surprise waiting for you. And so our takeaway this morning is that hospitality just might have a bonus for us. There may be a surprise in there, because the person that we're being hospitable toward just might have a message from God for us. Just might be a kind of an angel. And in that surprise, there just might be a blessing for us as well. And so as we practice hospitality, we keep ourselves alert to see what might be happening next. So let's, there's also some risks about hospitality, because you have to kind of open yourself up and make yourself a little bit vulnerable to meet the stranger, to say, hello, my name is so-and-so. And this is a strange world that we live in. Today, we're afraid of strangers. You might offer to help the old lady across the street, and maybe she's appreciative, but she might just sock you in the mouth, too. This is a weird kind of world that we live in. But there is one place that is a pretty safe place to offer hospitality, to be vulnerable and open. And that's church. This is where we are told to practice hospitality, the risks of hospitality. This is where we are really attuned to the surprises that might await us. And this is perhaps the best place where we can reflect on what's happened and see the blessing that is there for us in the acts of hospitality. So let's practice it. During the children's message, we learned that there was a visitor in our church. Are there any other visitors? I don't want to embarrass our one sole visitor. She's not embarrassed. Okay, we're going to go with this. Hi. My name is David. How you doing?
Good morning.
Diane. Good to see you here, Diane. Well, I'm kind of new here myself. Okay. So, is this your first visit here? Okay. It is not. All right. I see you have a friend. Okay. I'm new here, too. I'm David. Cherie, okay, nice to meet you, Cherie. Besides Cherie, how was the hospitality here? It happened? Fabulous, okay, all right. You guys have a vote for you, okay? Hospitality is fabulous. This church is pretty good about that. And I can tell that they've done some deliberate work in doing that. They've got somebody appointed to be a greeter and somebody appointed to pass out the bulletin and stuff like that. So they do a pretty good job of offering hospitality. So I have another question for you. Are you an angel? She says no. She says yes. You remember that TV show Touched by an Angel? And, you know, when the time came for her to reveal herself, the angel wings came out and the lights came up and everything. It doesn't happen like that in real life, folks. And the people who might turn out to be angels probably don't even know that they're that. But it may be that they have a message to share with us. Not in a, here's the message from God kind of thing, but in the conversation, something new happens. We catch a different perspective about something. We might learn how to do something different. So, in our time of renewal, we're going to practice giving hospitality, and we're going to practice receiving hospitality. We're going to do this with some folks from different faith groups. We're going to receive them into our church, and then we're going to go visit them in their place of worship. And This will be kind of risky because there will be some awkward moments. And we might put our foot in our mouth and say something that I don't mean to say that. But we want to be attuned to the surprises that might await us and the blessings that might come out of it. And in so doing that, we will find our renewal. Let us pray. So, Lord, be with us in this season of renewal. Guide our thinking and our doing as we offer hospitality to others and as we receive it from them. So may we find the angels among us that offer us a surprise and a blessing. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let us continue our worship as we turn to the responsive reading in our bulletin. What we're going to do in the next few Sundays is we're going to continue to talk about hospitality, and we're going to add little pieces to this responsive reading each Sunday for the next couple of Sundays. So next Sunday it's going to start off just like this, but it's going to go a little bit further, and then the next Sunday it's going to go a little bit further than that. So let us begin. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. The visitors speak the surprising message of the Lord. Your wife shall have a son. The truth of God's promise was conveyed by strangers. The Scriptures urge our hospitality toward others. It is not only a duty, it is an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to do God's surprising work. Amen. It's time for our prayers together, and the microphones are going to be circulating in the congregation, so if anyone has a joy they'd like to share or a concern that they would like to lift up, we'll take those at this time.
Debbie DeCero, a little while ago I asked for prayers for my aunt, and I said that she did not have cancer. She was misdiagnosed. She went to another doctor, another hospital. She has cancer that they can't do anything for. So she is now in hospice.
She's in hospice.
Yes, on a much happier note.
Just Debbie, what's your aunt's name?
Aunt Margaret.
Margaret, okay.
Yep. So prayers for her and her family.
Yes.
On a much happier note, today is Bill and my 40th wedding anniversary.
Just to build on that a little bit, it's a special day for somebody else who both Cherie and Dave Barrett are also celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary today.
Okay, so Debbie and Bill. Okay, and David and Cherie. Okay.
Good morning, so, Eric Vail. Last Sunday, I asked you to pray for Bob Perrow as he went into surgery Friday. And in speaking with Fran yesterday again, Bob is doing well. They've had him up. He doesn't like it, but he's doing it. His pain level is being tolerated. He was a bit nauseous, but we're going to be working on that. And with any luck and God's blessing, he'll be home. Probably not today, but maybe tomorrow or the next day. So continue prayers for Bob Perrow. And I know, David, you were there to visit him then at the
work. Yeah.
Thank you.
With Beckett, both a joy and a concern. Joy that my daughter from Tennessee, Linda Fitzpatrick, and her husband and four kids are en route on the way up to visit because two of the cousins are graduating from high school this week.
Uh-huh.
And prayers for their safe travel.
Okay.
Two things, Irene Ward. One, I want to welcome my sister who's visiting from Florida for a few weeks, Eleanor.
Ah, we didn't call on you.
No, she did put her hand up.
Okay.
She did.
I didn't
she
see
did.
Her. Okay.
That's okay.
I,
so
all
this
right.
is Eleanor. This is David.
Eleanor? Okay.
Okay. Yes. And the second thing is I would just like prayers for my friend Betty, who has three members of her family with very serious health issues. So the whole family just needs prayers. Thank you.
Chris Ullman. I don't claim to know the answers by any means, but sitting here and listening to the theme of hospitality, I would just like to ask prayers for families who are being separated from their children, parents who are being separated from their children, that we might find a way through that is fair and just and loving and pleasing to God.
Ed Orkin. I'd like prayers for my sister Linda. She's undergoing radiation therapy for cancer.
Other joys or concerns to share? Why don't we unite our hearts in prayer? On this Father's Day, O God, we remember families in our congregation, and we pray for families in our area who are in special need. For fathers and for mothers, we ask for wisdom as they raise children, for patience and strength in times of family difficulty, for love that binds families together and makes them stronger. We rejoice in the good times that we have shared in our family. We lift up the family of Tracy Hinton Williams and for all families who were wounded by domestic violence. Bring your justice and show us better ways of living with one another. We remember those in our church family, and we make our prayers for those who are ill or in pain or face serious diagnoses. We pray especially for Judy, for Bob, for Jenny, for Margaret, for Linda, for those in Betty's family who are facing health issues. We remember also those who are troubled about the future or face problems that overwhelm them. Be their guide and strength, O Lord. We ask your presence with all those who miss the presence of loved ones. We rejoice in anniversaries and accomplishments and celebrations that have been shared with us, particularly the 40th anniversaries of Debbie and Bill and David and Cherie. We give you thanks as David, Jason, and Amy begin their new life together as a married couple. We also look forward to graduations in this season. We celebrate those achieving these milestones, and we pray for seniors who are about to move into a new phase in their lives. Be their companion and their guide, we pray. We move beyond our own local church family and lift up others in the world. We remember those families who were separated from their children as they tried to enter this country, and we ask your prayer, we ask your blessing and your presence with them. We pray for those affected by the volcano in Guatemala, those who have lost family members, homes, or livelihood. In a time of dislocation and fear and uncertainty, be a source of hope for those for whom we pray, and help us to find ways in which we can likewise give courage and help to those for whom we pray. As the DeRosa family begins their time of renewal, we pray for them, and we ask your blessing in the adventures that await them. Be with this congregation also as we embark on our own time of renewal. Help us to welcome new ideas and new voices that we may be a stronger, more sensitive people. In all that we do, may we honor you, O God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. We make all these prayers in the name of Christ our Lord, and we close with the prayer he taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Let us continue our worship as we bring our gifts to God. Receive the gifts that we bring to you today, O God. Use them through the church that your word may be known and that the blessings of hospitality may be ours to share with all the world. Amen. Into the world in peace, honor all people, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the grace, mercy, and peace of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.